As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Quarterback intrigue. That's the story going into this draft. I would argue that the Pittsburgh Steelers are the focus. They're the biggest story in the draft, in the whole NFL. Are they going to take Shador? Are they going to take a quarterback? What are they going to do? Are they going to draft George, or trade George Pickens? They already drafted him, Bob, and Mike Tomlin was warned about that. And, well, there's been some ups and downs, safe to say. They thought Justin Fields was the answer. He wasn't. They thought Russell Wilson was the answer. He wasn't. I mean, at this point, Bob, let's ride my ass. Remember that? At this point, they might as well have Malzi at quarterback.
I've done everything for Malzi.
I still think.
He done nothing for me.
Their quarterback Justin room is Fields. Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson.
I know, but Justin Fields, I think if they would have kept him around this year and see what happens, it would have taken it to a different level. I do believe that.
Well, let's see what Charlie Campbell thinks. Charlie Campbell from WalterFootball.com. And if you want to go and find the most accurate mock drafter in the country, it's this man, Charlie Campbell. He's now on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Charlie, correct me if I'm wrong, because I often am. You were the most accurate mock drafter in the country last year among major media sites with about 40% of the picks right. I think you've been the most accurate person out there. Is there a dispute going on in your household?
Oh, no, sorry. Background. It's all good. Sorry.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No. I got earbuds in. I'm ready to go.
All right. So last year you were the most accurate, and I think 3 of the last 7. Am I right?
Yep, that's correct.
Bob?
What is your magic formula here? How do you come up with what you
doing here?
Well, typically what I do is I just rely on people who know more than I do. And I lean on NFL scouts. I have a great, fortunately blessed to have a great network of team contacts. And I listen to those guys. I don't speak to agents. And they're really good to me. They tell me what they can tell me. If they can't tell me stuff, they just kind of keep it to themselves. If I ask something that's too sensitive. So really, I just lean on those guys who know more than I do. And, everything has worked out well that way. So I just use my ears with them and try and, ask good questions and ask questions they can answer and not cause anyone to lose their job and just protect my guys. And that's kind of been what's worked for me.
Well, 40% is a very good clip given the nature of this and how unpredictable it can be. But Joe said at the beginning of this conversation with you, it's the Steelers are certainly under the microscope here. They have a lot of things that need to be resolved, and quarterback is one of them. We've discussed this over and over about whether or not these quarterbacks are good enough to be considered franchise quarterbacks in the first round. A lot of people liken it to 2022, the Pickett-Willis draft, and how that didn't work out really for anyone. Some say it's better than that. Where do you come down on it, and do you think Do you have a quarterback being taken by the Steelers in the first round?
I don't. I just personally believe that they're going to end up doing a deal with Aaron Rodgers, and I think they're going to really go for it now by building up the team around him. I think the DK Metcalf trade, you know, kind of gives that, you know, the old actions are more powerful than words adage. So I think that trade, you know, points towards winning it now. Those guys working out together. I think players just don't work out together in the off season like that when, you know, so I think that has a lot of relevance. I think they're going to attract, help the D-line in the first round. I could see them, you know, drawing on this really strong running back class on day two, grabbing a running back in the third round that could help them. So, and come in and compete right away. So I think they're going to be more of that mindset, but I think they're doing their due diligence on the quarterback. So now I could be wrong. You know, this is a crazy thing. So I definitely could be wrong and they take Shador Sanders, but just my feeling is they're going to go the veteran route.
All right. Now we're talking to Charlie Campbell from WalterFootball.com, the reigning mock draft champion, you could say. He was the best last year and the best three out of the last 7 years. So you have, let's go through when we get to 19, Jihad Campbell to the Bucks, 20, Hampton, the running back from North Carolina. A lot of people believe, as you do, that he's going to the Broncos. And then at 21, you have Derek Harmon, defensive tackle from Oregon. You talk about Kenneth Grant as a possibility here. And Eamon Worry, the safety, you also I see listed here, who I actually love. And like, I want Jackson Dart, Charlie. I do. And second to him, I want right. I want Sanders because I think that you'd keep taking swings at that position. But, man, that kid would intrigue me. That kid would intrigue me. So talk about Harmon and why you picked him and why you think the Steelers will take him and then some other possibilities there, if you would.
Yeah, I feel that Harmon really gives them, you know, a guy that can plug and play quickly at nose tackle. He's going to be able – he's versatile enough athletically where you can move him around in that front where you could play him at nose. You could play him as a five technique. You can, you know, help keep some of your veterans like Cam Hayward fresh with a versatile guy like that. So I just feel like he's a great scheme fit for Pittsburgh and what they like to do. So it just, to me, looked like a real natural kind of companion, real good connection there with those guys. And I felt that, you know, when they had him in for a visit, that's kind of the range of the draft where he could go come off the board. And it just made a lot of sense to me as far as really what they like to do schematically. So I definitely think he could be a top candidate for Pittsburgh.
You mentioned the Metcalf trade and the subsequent $150 million signing. That required the Steelers to give a second-round pick up in this draft, so they don't have one. Is there a chance they can trade back? Do you think the Steelers are of the mindset? Because there's a part of me that believes this is something they would consider, trading back, adding more picks, not trading out of the first round completely, but swapping first rounds maybe, moving down, and then adding another pick. Is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that they could look to do that, especially – if there's a team high in the second that wants to go up for a quarterback, whether it's the Giants or the Browns, I think, you know, that opportunity could present itself. So moving back and getting a second round pick, you're going to move back a significant, you know, you're going to be dropping, but I still think they could come away with a good player, and this is a good defensive line class. So even if they move back and they miss out on Harmon, they might get another really good defensive tackle, say like Tyreek Williams from Ohio State, or they could look at addressing the secondary or other positions where there could be nice value late in the first round. So definitely, I think that opportunity could be there. It just all depends on who slides, what team kind of gets antsy enough and desperate enough and just wants to move up.
Charlie Campbell from WalterFootball.com. Yeah, I'm wondering if the Steelers may want to move back, pick up an extra pick, and then take Jalen Milroe. And speaking of him and Jackson Dart and Shador Sanders, Charlie, where do you have those three guys going? I assume you have Ward going one to Tennessee. Where do you have Dart and Sanders and Milroe going in this draft?
I have Sanders and Dart going early in the second round. And generally, I don't put trades. I think it's been maybe a decade since I projected a trade in my mock draft just because they're so unpredictable. And it's kind of unfair because of the compensation, and your whole mock can be kind of thrown off because of that, the extra picks and whatnot going to the team moving down. So I do think that a team, I have the Browns taking Shador Sanders. I have the Saints taking Jackson Dart. And I've heard from team sources that the Saints have been in on Dart big time. They've done a ton of work on him. And so I could see them moving up for him easily after taking something else with the 9th overall pick. Sanders, I have going to Cleveland. I've heard that ownership would really like that. I'm not sure Andrew Berry is sold as the ownership is, but, ownership is relevant, and Cleveland likes that kind of pizzazz. They like the I could see where ownership would like the combination of Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders to help people forget about Deshaun Watson and what happened with that trade. And that's just, as one source said to me when I mentioned that to him, he said, they do like dysfunction. So, I definitely think they could do something shocking like that. But it's just tough to predict who, will love them enough to move up, because it's going to be pricey to move up if for any of those teams, unless it's at like 32, 31, and it's only just two or three slots. If you're moving up to say Pittsburgh at 21 for the Giants or the Saints, Pittsburgh's going to get a massive haul for that of picks. So I would jump at that if I'm Pittsburgh. If the Saints are willing to go from 40 to 21, give you next year's one, you got to do it.
Year's one? Oh, man, that would be something. Well, how about Milroe?
Well, I mean, you're talking almost 20 spots, So at any rate, in Milroe, yeah, I have Milroe going in the second, third round. I think there's a lot of teams that can consider him because he is so kind of clearly a developmental project in terms of a passer and pocket passer. You just know that you're not going to draft him to come in and compete to start right away. So that opens up, I think, more possibilities for him in terms of teams that could take him. But I think it pushes him lower, more towards really late second, third round, in my opinion. Now, he is going to the draft, so maybe the league and he knows something that I don't, but just speaking with teams, I've just heard that, he's more of a backup graded player, and that's probably like a third round pick.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So in order, if you had to classify these quarterbacks, one through five, let's just say, the guys who are available, because there's various amounts of opinions. Merrill Hodge here locally, who breaks down film quite a bit, has not a lot of good things to say about Shedeur Sanders. And I'm wondering, how would you rank them? One through five, if you had to just put together a list of quarterbacks available in this draft.
Well, for me personally, I'm a big proponent and believer in accuracy first and foremost. And I think Shedeur is the most accurate quarterback. So he would be my favorite.
Over Cam Ward.
Mel Kiper said the same thing.
Yeah, I know some team people feel that way, but most don't. So I know I'm in the minority on that, but I just am a big believer in accuracy leading to success. And I like the toughness factor that he has. I mean, he takes hits and, you know, just has shown real resilience and durability. So I have him there. I would have Cam Ward second then. And then my third quarterback would be Tyler Shuck from Louisville. I think he is a sleeper that I think if he had stayed healthy in college, he definitely could have been a first round pick. And if he really had even just one more healthy season, like just had 2 years in a row, I think that would be the case. But I think he could be a steal on day two. He's big, good arm, accurate. Can move around, do things with his feet. And I've had team people tell me he's the smartest quarterback in this class by far. Hands down, did the best on the board of any of these quarterback prospects. So I like that as well. So I would have him third. Then I would have Jackson Dart fourth. And then fifth, I would probably go with Quinn Ewers.
Wow.
I'm deeply saddened that you passed over Jackson Dart so quickly without even a thought. I love Jackson Dart. Ben Roethlisberger likes him. Jack Ham loves him. Tell us about Dart and your opinion.
Well, I think that I like the skill set with Dart. I do think he has a quality arm. I think he can throw the ball accurately and move around and do things with his feet. I feel that in some ways there's going to be development and transition to the NFL with him, that these days teams just are not really awarding quarterbacks, especially guys that are taken early. And for example, think of the offense he's coming from in Ole Miss and the similarities with Matt Corral, who went to Carolina, you know, and it obviously it was just a backup quarterback caliber player, and the scheme that they run there at Ole Miss is very college specific. So I think he's going to need a little more work there. I think he's also going to need time to see what Aaron Rodgers had behind Brett Favre, where Aaron Rodgers at Cal was a bit of a skittish quarterback when the pressure amped up. But then he spent those years watching Favre, seeing Favre just take a pounding and get up. And it just showed him the kind of reward of standing tough in the pocket and giving your receivers time to get open downfield. And I think Dart needs that lesson. And you look at the Florida tape from last year, where that was a really rough, ugly meltdown game. And I think it just shows he needs some more time kind of being developed for handling an NFL rush, keeping the composure, avoiding letting the accuracy and turnovers fly when the pressure really starts coming. So I just feel he needs a little more development than maybe the media has kind of portrayed through this draft process.
Bob, I can't help but feel like I'm part of the media that's done this, and I'm sorry for that. But I here
he has a Dart train up here. If you want to jump aboard,
he is Bob.
There is a Dart train.
He's the conductor of this train.
Yes, there's a train here. If you're willing to jump on, but I don't want to bury the lead here, Charlie, because again, we're talking to the most accurate mock drafter around, and you're clearly a guy who works sources, which I love. That's why I love. I think Bruce Feldman does a really good mock draft. So you're saying that there is a possibility, at least, that the Saints at number 40 would give the Steelers a first rounder next year to move back up to 21 and take Dart, who they love. Do I have that right? Because if that's the case, and if the Steelers are really bent on going after a quarterback next year, man, the Saints could stink. I mean, that could be a very valuable pick. That's realistic in your mind, a first rounder?
Well, I do think the Saints have interest in Dart. I do think they have interest in trading up for him. Would they be willing to go up that high to get him? That I don't know, but you do have to factor in that there have been rumors of the Rams potentially doing an Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love kind of thing. So those teams that might want Dart or Shador or someone who slides, they might have to say, you know, work out that equation. Are we willing to pay the price to get in front of the Rams? Or are we going to roll the dice that the Rams don't take a quarterback? But that whole Matthew Stafford contract situation was really bizarre. And the way they let him talk to other teams and essentially shop himself before they reunited to, you know, come back this next season. So I do think that that's something that teams have noticed and are considering, those teams who need a quarterback. And I'm just talking about if the math there to go from 21 to 40, that's going to be a big haul. If it's not next year's one, I mean, you're talking multiple twos. I mean, that is a huge jump, you know. So from the trade chart standpoint, you're going to have to give a lot to make that point, you know, make up that ground. And that's a big jump down for the Steelers in terms of the player you're getting at 21 to what you're going to get at 40 at most positions in this draft. So you're going to want to make it worth it. You know, that's got to be a nice, real nice package of picks to do that big of a jump down. You're not talking about going from 21 to say 28, 29 and getting a second round pick. You're going well into the second round, you know. So a lot of good players that slip out of the first, you might not be able to get at 40 either. So you got teams picking ahead of you there in the second. So, you know, I just think if the Steelers could move down in that deal, they would get a huge haul for it. And I do think the Saints have serious interest in Dart. So whether they want to go that high or if they're hoping that the Rams pass and they can move up to, say, 32, 31, 30, something like that, where it's more cost, you know, not so costly to do it, then maybe that's the route they prefer. But obviously, you know, they have to keep in mind other teams could be going for their guy too. So it's just going to it's going to be fascinating, and they got to consider all these different avenues.
So, Charlie, you mentioned the Rams possibly could be a draft crasher. And by that, I mean someone you wouldn't suspect that needed or wanted a quarterback but is going to take one just because Stafford's getting up there in age and they could surprise people and take him. Are there any other teams that could pose that same scenario that you don't think of as they would take a quarterback? Maybe they would, and if so, they would kind of disrupt the flow of the first round.
Well, yeah, I mean, it definitely, I think I think you have a lot of different possibilities there. I think the Rams are one of those teams that could, you know, do something surprising there. They have different needs. They're a tough team to predict. I think other teams, you know, obviously Philadelphia is always aggressive, so they could be looking to move up, and that shuffles the board in a different way because they make a bold move. So it's really going to be fascinating this draft, because I'm not optimistic there's going to be a lot of trades in the top 10. But then once I think it gets to mid to late in the first round, then I think you could start to see some movement happening that really sets things off.
Bob, may I engage Charlie in a game of free association?
Charlie, if you're not used to this, quick answers, he will serve them up to you.
We're going to go very quickly.
All right, sounds good.
Very quickly here, Charlie. You can even give one-word answers if you like, but no more than like 8 or 9 words and quick questions. And we appreciate your time, man. Charlie Campbell from Walter Football. Well, walterfootball.com, I should say. When we redo this draft like people like to do years from now and redraft, who are we going to take number one? Who's going to be the best NFL player from this draft?
Abdul Carter.
Tyler Warren is a player of high interest. I think he might be the best NFL player. Where does he go in this draft?
I think he's going to the Jets at 7.
How about Genty? Where does he go?
Jaguars at 5.
Indisputably the best running back in the draft, he is?
Yes.
Who's a good running back for the Steelers to take in the 3rd round or so?
Caleb Johnson from Iowa.
Is Travis Hunter a better wide receiver or cornerback?
Cornerback.
How about a nice wide receiver for the Steelers in the 3rd round? A name, please.
Keandre Lambert-Smith.
Jalen Milroe will be great, good, average, or bust in the NFL?
Average.
Shador, great, good, average, or bust?
Good.
Dart, great, good, average, or bust?
Average.
True or false, next year's quarterback class is far superior to this one?
Too early to say, but I would lean towards true if I had to pick one.
Your sources tell you that the Giants' interest in Jackson Dart is high, medium, or low?
Medium.
Charlie, I have no further questions. Limits, are you burning with a question, or can I let Charlie go?
Yes, I would like to ask one question. Out of the two players, Carter and Hunter, who do you think is going to a better fit if Hunter goes to the Browns and Carter goes to the Giants?
Ooh, tough one. I mean,
good question, Limits.
If Hunter was going to be a full-time cornerback, I would say the Browns. But considering they're going to play him a lot at receiver, I'm going to have to go with Carter and the Giants.
Charlie, this was fantastic. I'd love it if maybe you could come on next week and we could grade some picks, maybe grade the Steelers draft. Are you open to that? It would be awfully awkward if you said no right now.
No, let's do it. I'm available. We can reconvene Monday or Tuesday next week and figure out who blew it, who did well, and what happened in Pittsburgh.
Fantastic. Thanks again. We really appreciate it, Charlie.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Enjoy the draft.
All right.
Thanks, Charlie.
Bob, what a wonderful man he is, huh?
I was surprised at his rankings of quarterbacks. Tyler Shuck, 3rd. Didn't have Milroe in the top 5.
That's what I love about some people, and I could tell this is that guy. They don't care. They're going to go with what they believe. It's PFF. It's why I respect PFF, even if I disagree with them. They'll tell you
right
when everybody's screaming, you know, oh, Justin Fields was great in that game. Well, he really wasn't based on this. Okay, tell it. Reason with us. He was good.
No, he's very good. And I like the fact that he wasn't going to give you the, you know, the answer that everyone's been talking about. Cam
Me
Ward's
too.
Number one. He did not have Cam Ward number one.
Right.
He had him number two. I used to think Cam Ward is not going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. I think he's going to be average at best.
Let's talk about that coming up next, Bob. And also, and let's not, like I said to him, bury the lead here. He thinks there's at least a chance that the Saints would get itchy at number 40, want to move in front of the Steelers or trade the Steelers for their pick, really, at 21 and give them a first rounder. Let's talk about that scenario coming up next. And I have an Aaron Rodgers tidbit. Everybody has a rumor. Everybody has a little report. You think the savvy old news sound's going to get left out of that? I heard something at a golf place yesterday regarding Aaron Rodgers. I'll tell you what it was next on Pomp and Joe. Nice get there, Limits, by the way. He was great.
I tweeted at him and said, hey, Charlie, do you think you could come on? And he sent me a message. I was like, let's go.
Was he seemed like he would engage in small talk and be a very caring man
he
as
did.
Well. Yeah?
Yeah, he did.
That's what I thought, Bob. Did you get that impression?
Yeah, and he didn't even know what free association was. He was more than willing to experiment with
and
it.
And was good at it.
And was good at it. He didn't talk long. He followed the rules.
I was worried at the beginning. It sounded like something mildly violent was breaking out in his house, didn't it?
Yeah. If he was not on a speakerphone, he certainly sounded like he was.
Like he was watching an episode of Law & Order or NCIS in the background.
He might have been. He also sounds very studious,
yes.
As if he spends more time than Phil Steele analyzing these things. Mm. You know what I mean, Bob?
How's that, Bob?
Yeah, and I like his method of doing it, too.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to just go with what other people say. He digs in himself,
he's
talks
on the
to
phones.
People, and he keeps them protected. He doesn't mention names or anything.
He's working the phones, yeah. Which I respect.
Except he did say Keandre Lambert-Smith for the Steelers
well,
in the third round.
I saw your reaction
round,
back there.
Yeah, Bob saw me. I went,
I didn't expect that
please.
Name to come out of his mouth
please,
either.
Please, not Keandre Lambert-Smith.
We'll see.
What's wrong with him?
He played at Penn State and transferred over to Auburn, and he was supposed to be their wide receiver one.
Yeah.
It was a unproductive wide receiver one.
We're going to get into all this.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.